This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About Colin Powell as the world reacts to his death, complications from COVID-19. He had Parkinson's and a blood cancer situation that he was dealing with that contributed to the what led him into the weakened immune system and the potential, even though he was vaccinated, for COVID-19. Also, we'll be talking about, would you believe, Black Friday? Yeah, it's a consumer world, except for most of the goods are trapped in the Pacific Ocean trying to get to port. But I guess that there are some things that you can still somehow get your fingers on, probably sooner rather than later because of the fact that we have supply chain problems big time. Just part of what we're going to be talking about here during this hour of America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Thrilled, as always, to be a part of your world, whether it's for the first time or you've been with us for many, many, many years. Thank you for that. Let's talk about Colin Powell and what he meant to history of a lot of things, because I think the thing that sticks out the most in my mind is where he started, is the fact that he was somebody who was on the front lines. He was a combatant for us, for the U.S. I mean, he was a soldier, right? And then he ultimately was a 4-star general. And he helped guide the U.S. military to a big win in the Persian Gulf War back in 91 as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So he is somebody who achieved great heights growing up in New York to Jamaican immigrants. He realized the American dream, and I think he absolutely cared about America. And he advised presidents, 3 Republican presidents, but also Democratic presidents went to him for advice. That they make no secret of that. And, of course, he was a national security advisor to President Ronald Reagan back in his early, early years. And he was a believer in international alliances, and sometimes he was the odd man out in the room, but he always let his voice be heard. And I think that's important for someone that rises to that position, not to just be a yes man, so to speak, especially when you're given the titles and the responsibilities that he was in his career, right? And there were certainly some criticisms of Colin Powell, but there were also mostly people who praised him for what he was able to do. There's a great book that was written about him that I read a long time ago called Soldier. So the soldier, unfortunately, could not beat the complications of COVID-19. So it is a sad end to his life, but he was suffering from Parkinson's, and he was, again, dealing with cancer, but it caught a lot of people off guard. It just was kind of, you know, shocking to hear that he had died. And I guess it's because, you know, that's a connection to the past, and then it's the complications from COVID, and even though it's rare, I think that probably was part of it, and the fact that he was fully vaccinated. But 84 years old, Colin Powell, we thank you for your service. He had his 13 rules. And his 13 rules, I thought were so interesting. I can remember There was a magazine that used to come out called Parade Magazine. It was stuck in the papers. Maybe you remember it. And this was a magazine that printed his 13 rules. And his 13 rules were this. I'm going to give you as a tribute to him his 13 rules. So his 13 rules, starting with number 13. Perpetual optimism is a force multiplier. I hear you. Number 12, don't take counsel of your fears or naysayers. Number 11, have a vision, be demanding. Number 10, remain calm, be kind. Number 9, share credit. Oh, that's a big one. Number 8, check small things. Number 7, you can't make someone else's choices. You shouldn't let someone else make yours. Number 6, don't let adverse facts stand in the way of a good decision. Number 5, be careful what you choose. You may get it. Number 4, it can be done. Uh-huh. Number 3, avoid having your ego so close to your position that when your position falls, your ego goes with it. That's a big Washington saying that should be hung up in every office. Number 2, get mad, then get over it. And number 1, it ain't as bad as you think. It'll look better in the morning. There you go. 13 rules, good ones to live by. So rip to Colin Powell. Big, big news and reaction from many, 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 many people. While that's happening, here's some other things that are going on across my world and yours. There's still a lot of unrest, as we know, in Haiti. I was telling you the story of the kidnapping of 17 people by one of these criminal gangs, and it just kind of highlights the troubles following the assassination of the president and weakened economic states because of the natural disasters that have happened there. I mean, it is a country in disarray, and it's very sad for the people there. And so many missionaries go to Haiti to try to help the people. That's nothing new, but these Americans were there, and they were at an orphanage and unfortunately got kidnapped. And, you know, that's one of those situations where they're going to ask for $1 million. What are they going to settle for, and how do you get those people out? There's definitely maneuvering behind the scenes happening. Sad to hear of that tale of people just trying to help who find themselves in a country that just isn't safe, where they're trying to help people who are struggling without a doubt and have no net, and yet there was no net around them. Yeah. Vaccinations and masks. I mean, that is what always is somewhere buzzing in the back of many people's heads because of what they live with and what they don't want to live with and what they're tired of. So in California, there's a vaccination mandate for kids, and that has led to a lot of protests. There were a lot of protesters that gathered to oppose the governor's decision to require all kids to get the coronavirus vaccine to attend public and private schools. So they're saying no dice if you are eligible and you don't get the vaccine. He has drawn the line in the sand, and there are people who are furious, and they are letting their voices be heard loud and clear in Sacramento. Hang with us.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today. For a conversation with Jennifer Cohn. She's written a book called Justified Anger, and I think this is an incredibly important book, especially if you've been listening to what I've been talking about on the air for many, many, many years. I think she's brave to write the book. I think this book will inspire and help so, so many people, and we are glad that she's come on the show with us. Jennifer, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
So tell us your story first. What is justified anger about?
Child sexual abuse. That's exactly how I can explain it. I decided to write this book mainly because I had anger so bad I had to put it on paper. And it helped me at the time. It helped me get all the emotions out. I wrote it all down, and I needed to let other people know what I was witnessing was incredible. I had never seen anything like this. They were tremendous forces, flashbacks, intensity flashbacks. But they were really strong. And before my youngest daughter had the flashbacks, she started to self-harm. She attempted suicide. And I didn't understand what was happening to her. And she didn't understand herself what was happening to her. And when it actually came out, when she actually disclosed the abuse, it was difficult. It was really hard to understand and not only does it affect the victims, but it's a family. I mean, the whole family was torn apart, including myself. But it just broke us all up completely. My eldest daughter, 6 months later, disclosed the same, which was absolutely terrible because she was getting on with her life. They both were. But my youngest daughter had children. And unfortunately, because of her mental health problems, her partner couldn't understand her behaviour, and it was all the mental health, and she wasn't a danger to him or to her children, but he took her to court and he got full custody of her children. And unfortunately, he didn't abide by the rules of the judge. So it was so difficult for her to see her children. I mean, that in itself was heartbreaking, let alone what she had to endure. Because these intensity flashbacks, the psychotic ones, she physically relived the abuse. Her body was twisting into all different kinds of shapes. It's like involuntary movements. But because of the force, you can't help it. I tried my best to help her. It was terrible to imagine my daughter as a small child going through this. You know, it was trauma. It was terrible. But luckily, we found someone, the professor, who had actually seen this. We'd been to see lots of specialists and lots of consultants and doctors, but nobody had actually understood what was happening to Emma, my youngest daughter. And the professor had seen this, and it was, he said that the soldiers from war-torn countries were coming back with this kind of PTSD. And that's what he was able to explain, which I was happy that somebody had actually been able to understand what was happening to her. And he gave her the correct medication to help her.
For you, from a mother's point of view, you had no idea, did you?
Oh, God, no. No, not at all. If I'd known, I was asked this once, and I couldn't understand because they said, well, surely you're the mother, you knew what was happening. You would have seen something. You would have seen the signs. But you don't. You don't. You don't even look for signs like that. You don't even think it's going to happen to you, let alone your children. And, I had to say to them, well, I don't feel, I would feel guilty if I knew, but I don't feel guilty. Because they'd asked me, do I feel guilty? And I said, no, because, I didn't know at all. And it's heartbreaking when you find out. But I was able to support them both. And that helped because I needed to be able to give them what I couldn't give them when they were children. I was able to help them as adults. So
that's the great part of what you were able to do. And the book is called Justified Anger, Jennifer Cullen. That's her name. Of course, that's who we're speaking to, and you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. What do you hope people listening to us take away from reading your book?
Awareness. I've wrote a small part, and it's just to say, I would like to be able to make a difference and try and protect our children. Stop this abuse. I wanted to let the perpetrators know what they're doing to their victims and the lifelong damage that they're causing and their family and their friends. Whether it's sexual, physical or mental. Let our children all over the world know it is safe to disclose the truth and allow their feelings and emotions to be heard. Let's make aware of the lifelong damage abuse causes its victims.
Yeah. Wow. Perfect place to end this. And again, thank you so much for sharing your story. I think it's powerful. And as you said, awareness is so, so key. Jennifer, thanks again.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Nice talking to you.
Wow. So, you know, we try to highlight when we can what's happened to people and how they share, like Jennifer did, in the hopes of helping someone in a horrible, horrible situation. And there is actually a national sexual assault hotline, and it's 800-656-4673, 800-656-4673. You know, far too many stories, as we know, that we have heard children in these situations where they trust an adult and have no idea what's happening, and it's just the worst of the worst, I think, when you hear some of these really tough stories. And then how do you get out of the darkness and into the light? When I was just reading something the other day that 1 in 10 children will be the victim of sexual abuse before their 18th birthday. Wow. And there's 42 million adult survivors of sexual abuse who are living and in, you know, living in the United States today. And, you know, it's not always something physical. There can be other things that happen as part of that. And it's just, I think, again, such a terrible, terrible thing. And the more awareness, the more red flags that people see, the more behavior that they see, perhaps some of that can be stopped dead in its tracks or before it actually takes place. Because I can only imagine for so many, you know, you look at some of the horrific situations that we've seen, whether it's Larry Nassar, the team doctor for Team USA Gymnastics, or it's the Catholic priests that have finally, in some cases, been convicted for what they got away with for far too long, and the systematic cover-ups of the childhood sexual abuse in the Catholic Church, which was so, so damaging and unacceptable. So that conversation with Jennifer, I think, is a real one, and her book is very, very important. All right, stay with us. Dr. Frank Douglas is coming up next.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Biden administration is developing plans for how it will restart federal student loan payments early next year when the pandemic pause in monthly payments for tens of millions of Americans ends, according to documents obtained by Politico and two sources familiar with the plans.
Tributes are being paid to former U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell, who has died of COVID-19 complications, aged 84. The former top military officer died on Monday morning, his family said. He was fully vaccinated. Current Secretary of State Antony Blinken called Powell's life a victory of the American dream.
He came to the State Department after a long and extraordinary career in the U.S. Armed Forces. He was General Powell, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, when he walked into the Oval Office to be sworn in as our nation's top diplomat.
This is USA Radio News. Dr. Anthony Fauci warned that crowded college football stadiums would turn into super spreader events. But many weeks later, an NBC reporter on the Today Show pointed out it never happened. Epidemiologist Cindy Prinz.
We prefer to learn by studying, but I say in this case, we probably learned a little bit by doing as well. So it's not a matter of trying to keep people from doing activities. It really is a matter of trying to figure out, you know, can these be done safely?
Cases are now in steep decline in every college football state across the South, including Florida, where hospitalizations fell 64% last month, even as some 90,000 fans packed the University of Florida Gators Stadium. Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning of a possible fifth wave of COVID-19 if not enough Americans get vaccinated.
A stalling of the diminishing of the number of cases, and when that happens, as we've seen in the past with other waves that we've been through, there's the danger of resurgence.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Right now, I got a great shot of inspiration for you, and it comes in the form of this book, Defining Moments of a Free Man from a Black Stream, and it's written by Dr. Frank Douglas. He's in our virtual green room, and he joins us now. Dr. Douglas, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for the invitation.
So, first of all, before we dive into your book, which there's a little bit of an autobiographical thing for sure here, of course, tell us about your story.
Well, I was born in Georgetown, Guyana, which was British Guyana at the time, and two very, very modest, you would say poor, family. And about age 12, I actually converted to evangelism, which I think is what, in a way, changed my life, because at that time, I think I was headed in the wrong direction. And having accepted Christ as my Savior, then I became very involved in the church and at the same time became really focused on my schoolwork. That led me to become actually a top student in Guyana, placing first in a couple of major national examinations, the result of which brought me to the attention of the U.S. And in 1963, I received a Fulbright scholarship from the U.S. government as an undergraduate to attend Lehigh University, which is where I entered the U.S. in August of 1963, and did my bachelor's in chemistry in the engineering school at Lehigh University. From there, went on to Cornell University, where I did a PhD in physical chemistry, also did a medical degree, then trained as an internist and neuroendocrinologist. Most of my life, however, I spent in the pharmaceutical industry, where I was either head of research or later for many years the global head of both research and development for large companies such as Aventis, which is now Sanofi. Retired in 2004 and went back to academia and was at MIT for 2 or 3 years.
Wow, what an interesting journey, and incredible those ladders that you climbed from the Fulbright Scholar, which is such an honor, and then Lehigh and Cornell, and you know what you did in the pharmaceutical industry, and then ultimately working at MIT with the brilliant minds there. Was it, take me back to the beginning, was it easy to jump to America? What was that like to go from Guyana to jumping into the United States?
Well, it was a big shock for me. Of course, I was very excited. Didn't really know much about America except, you know, it was the land of opportunity, that there were brilliant people in America and very kind people. But I arrived about 2 weeks before Martin Luther King's March in Washington and was stunned to find the racial animus in America. And remember, 63, Medgar Evers was assassinated. Later September, the three young girls in the church in Alabama, you know, were killed. And then I began to face the reality that, you know, the very evangelicals who had come to Guyana and convinced me that becoming an evangelical Christian, we all loved each other, we all would go to heaven, that suddenly I couldn't even attend their churches here in America. So that was really quite a shock for me.
How hard was it to deal with the racism that you face? And do you think it's gotten any better in this country or worse? Or where do you stand on that?
Well, it's fascinating. Initially, I had difficulty. One of the wonderful things, however, is that along my journey, and I mentioned that one of the reasons I wrote the book was also to celebrate, you know, the many individuals who helped me along my journey here. So I had both the good times and the bad times, I must say. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that as I look back, as I look at what is happening now, I actually think it's worse than it was in 63 when I arrived, because since 63, there have been so many improvements. And then suddenly here we are with this hatred, and some of which is led by evangelicals, actually, or by individuals who claim to be evangelicals, that it is worse. It seems as though a hatred has been released in the country that I did not really see when I was here. There were evidences of individuals, but not this large spirit of hatred. And you know, when I see cases of neighbors, you know, attacking other neighbors because the kids are wearing masks, etc. There's a sudden meanness that I'm finding very difficult to actually to harmonize with you know, the thought of America being an advanced country, the thought of America being a Christian country. You know, all of those things, love thy neighbor as thyself, you know, suffer little children to come unto me. All of those things that the evangelicals taught me, I see evangelicals now doing the very opposite. So I think it is worse than it was in 1963.
Yeah. And so as you see the road out of it, what do you think? You're a super educated man. What do you see the road out of this is, the way out?
Well, you know, it is really simple, and it's difficult. I think one having grown up in a developing country, I will tell you, you know, we recognize cultism when we see it. And Americans have got to simply recognize that right now they are following a cult. And when people are following a cult, there's nothing rational about this. It has nothing to do with educational level. You know, it happens to do with some basic need that is driving people to go into that cult. So that's one. The second thing is that responsible individuals need to speak up. You know, if we have a situation where we're only hearing, you know, one side of this and others are remaining silent, then they are part of the problem. As we say, you know, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Mm. So I think more individuals have got to give the other side and speak to our better angels, you know, than to allow, you know, the worst angels to be running the day. And the third thing I will say, which is something that actually I find rather strange. Where are our psychologists and social workers and our ministers, the individuals who are the two our trusted leaders? Where are they? They should be speaking up. They should be trying to explain to us, you know, from a social, a psychological perspective, what is happening in the country and get the dialogue going.
Oh, so well said. Dr. Frank Douglas, this book is fascinating, and there's so much that you talk about in the book. I mean, you talk about being involved in pharmaceutical research for drugs that treat tuberculosis and arthritis and diabetes and seizures and cancer and pulmonary embolism and so much more. Your story is really inspiring. What do you hope people take out of reading your book, Defining Moments of a Free Man from a Black Stream?
One, as I said in the introduction, particularly for young black kids and brown kids, to not ever let anyone dissuade them from their dreams. That, you know, you can dream, you can be judged, as Martin Luther King said, he hoped his kids would be judged. You can be judged by the content of your character, regardless of what is happening when people see your skin. So do not be dissuaded from pursuing your dreams. That's one. The second thing that I would like people to get from the book is that having a core set of values and sticking to those values and having grit, true grit, to stick to your values, regardless of what the outcome might be, but sticking to your values, that is very important in helping to deal with all of the situations that you might face. And I might add a third, which I mentioned earlier, because I want to say it again, is they are people of goodwill. Regardless of what is going on, you will find that they are people of goodwill. And when you find such individuals, embrace and let them embrace you and celebrate them.
Well, perfect place to end this. Again, I could not agree more with what you said. Hold those people close because they are so, so valuable. Dr. Frank Douglas, congratulations on all your accomplishments and what you're doing with your book. And again, you can get this book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever great books are sold. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes, and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I can't tell you how pleased I am to have on this show Chef Rosario Del Nero. He is all about pasta, and it is the perfect time to have him on National Pasta Month every October. Did you know that? Oh, a time to celebrate something that I love, love, love to eat. So National Pasta Month, Chef Rosario. I was excited to find out that there was such a thing. I had no idea, celebrating it all month long. So tell me about National Pasta Month. What is it? I had no idea.
Well, buongiorno, and thank you for having me. Well, you know, I'm like you. I love pasta every day, all my life I've been a lover of pasta. But National Pasta Month is a time to share this passion and share this love with the public. And we take the opportunity to make videos and interviews and spread the news and the voice about this wonderful, nutritious and delicious meal that is pasta. Especially when it's paired with healthy and nutritious food like fresh vegetables, lean meat, etc. So this whole month we'll be celebrating our passionate love for pasta, and this is what it's all about.
Yeah, so in celebrating pasta and as a chef, I mean, you came to the United States from Milan in the 80s, and what a career that you certainly have had, working for all kinds of amazing restaurants and winning all kinds of awards. And when you're a chef, and especially with you, with your history from coming from Milan, all of us are always curious about Italy and is pasta that dish that is served with everything, and some of the stories that we hear for people who haven't been there. What was it like growing up in your household?
Well, pasta has been a big ingredient in my household. I'm the oldest of five kids, and my mother always kept us very happy and well nourished with pasta. I mean, she would make pasta almost every day because it's so convenient when you have a big family. And then as a chef, I learned to love pasta too, because it can be the perfect canvas. If you have a chef, pasta can be your background. It's like a blank canvas where you can paint your favorite masterpiece. And you can have pasta with delicious mushrooms. For example, this fall, I love to make pasta with wild mushrooms, whether they are picked in the woods or you buy them at the farmer market. Just have a wide variety of mushrooms. And you can saute them with garlic and Italian parsley and thyme and a little cream, and you have a delicious, rich, and satisfying, wonderful meal. So
yeah.
For me, pasta gives me the opportunity as a chef to be creative and to be to get excited about food.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to you, and I'm serious. You triggered a reaction in me, and I started to think about this. And Nathan, who is my technical maestro here on the show a couple days a week, he and I were talking about, it's, you know, pasta's pasta. It's about the sauce, and you said being creative. And give us a recipe that we can whip up pretty easy.
Of course, of course. Well, first of all, choose your favorite pasta, and typically, if you choose a pasta like rigatoni, penne, bucatini, it takes about 10 minutes to cook. So in boiling water, while the pasta is cooking, you can quickly heat up some extra virgin olive oil. And then I love garlic, so I put a little garlic, a little chili peppers, and then I add whatever vegetable I find that is beautiful and fresh, like asparagus or peppers, tricolor peppers. Saute them, and then if you like a little protein, you can add some shrimp or scallops, a little maybe some other fresh herbs, and you're done. And then the pasta cooks in 10 minutes. You mix it with your sauce, and you're done. So nothing could be easier than that, and nothing could be more delicious and nutritious.
Yeah, so you gave me an idea. Yeah, that's easy. Chef Rosario, I hope the Hubs likes that, because that's exactly what I'm going to do tonight. I like that with the vegetables. That really dresses it up, obviously, and it would taste good. So I'm thinking of this. What will we see in the pasta culinary world this fall? What do you think maybe is different, or what do you think we're going to see maybe a lot of?
Well, in the fall, all the chefs, like me, we are all excited about the bounty of the harvest. So we'll see pumpkin, we'll see butternut squash, we'll see wild mushrooms. And, for example, a lot of restaurants, they love to serve butternut squash ravioli, for example, with brown butter and sage and a little Parmigiano Reggiano. That's such a delicious and gourmet meal, and you can find it pretty much in every restaurant that serves pasta right now. Or you can do my fettuccine with wild mushrooms, too. Very delicious and rich of deep, earthy flavors of the mushroom. And especially if you put porcini, can be even more earthy and delicious. So that's another one. Another very trendy sauce now is pesto, basil pesto. In this time of the year, this time of the harvest, and you harvest the basil and you make delicious basil pesto, which is made, you know, with extra virgin olive oil, a little Parmigiano, a little pecorino, some pine nuts, a little garlic, and you have a world-class, delicious, trendy meal. And the pesto is made with, is served typically with linguine or trenette pasta.
Ooh, that sounds good. Ooh, you're making me hungry, hungry, hungry. National Pasta Month. Where can people go, Chef Rosario, for more information?
Yes, all these recipes and more, many more, and information about pasta, you can find it at sharethepasta.org, which is what we're doing now in National Pasta Month. Share the pasta. Sharethepasta.org. And buon appetito.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thanks, Chef Rosario.
Grazie mille. Thank you.
All right, so thinking about pasta, it was so interesting in talking to Chef Rosaria, because here's some wild statistics. Did you know the average American consumes, and I might have mentioned this, about 20 pounds of pasta annually? It's the sixth highest food per capita in this country. The U.S. consumes 5.95 billion pounds of pasta a year, right? Think of that. That's an average of 9 ounces of pasta a day. Wow. According to the National Pasta Association, the analysis they did, the average price an American pays for pasta is about $1.45 a pound. So it makes sense, right? Because it's one of the most affordable meal options that you would have when you go to the grocery store. And the fact that you think of the 20 pounds of pasta annually and the U.S. producing 4.4 billions with a B of pounds of pasta annually. It is the second largest pasta producing nation in the world. Can you guess what number one is? I'm just saying. I'm going to give you a hint. It's not in the United States. It's in Europe. How about this? Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, is credited with bringing the first macaroni machine. That's what they called it then, too. America in 1789 when he came home after serving as an ambassador to France. And the first industrial pasta factory in the United States was built in Brooklyn in 1848 by a Frenchman who spread his spaghetti strands on the roof to dry in the sun. Can you imagine if you had no idea, just got to put yourself back in that reference, in that time frame, what it would be like to see the pasta just drying there. And that's what you do, right, if you've ever made pasta. And that was popular, people getting pasta machines and making their own pasta. I know that I did that for a while, and I lived at a time, and I was living at that time in an apartment, and I can remember trying to dry out the noodles and actually having a really tough time because of where the apartment was located and all of that, and being impatient in trying to wait for it to all dry out. So I think it's fascinating that all the things that I just said, and that there is this National Pasta Month, and that it happens in October. And here's the thing with these pasta dishes. If you listen to Chef Rosario, there's so many healthy things that you can put in the pasta. The whole idea of taking the peppers or taking the mushrooms. I'm a huge mushroom hound, and I'm just thinking of the different kinds of mushrooms I could mix in there and mix with some kind of linguine or the pesto sauce. A lot of people that are watching their weight will go to pesto and use some form of pesto and then put some of those vegetables in too. So it all sounds very, very good to me. So thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and listen to the show as well. Go out and make some pasta and make it count, everybody.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.